Class 8, Computer Science, Chapter 1, Topic, Operating System. Good morning everyone. Today we are going to learn about the operating system. But before starting this, I want to explain that a computer system is a combination of hardware and a software. They are basically interdependent with each other. We cannot do any work on computer without them. Now, software are broadly divided into two parts, that is system software and application software. System software is a general purpose software which is used to operate computer hardware. It provides a platform to run application software. Application software is a specific purpose software which is used by the user for performing a specific task. Now it is your work to find out the differences between application software and system software. Now come to an operating system. An operating system is a system software that manages computer hardware, software resources, and provides common services for computer program. An operating system is an interface between the user and the computer system. You will see on page 4, the figure number 1.2 has been shown how an operating system connects between the user and the hardware of a computer. After this, we will see the function of an operating system. It has 5 major functions. Now, I am going to explain it in front of you. Number one is starting of a computer. This means when you switch on the computer, its operating system already loaded into its memory. This process is called booting. So booting is a startup sequence that starts the operating system of a computer when it is turned on. Second point is memory management. First of all, an operating system allocates the memory space to a particular task, then keeps tracks of the data, and last for all it delete the memory space after doing the task. So, in operating system, memory management is the function responsible for managing the computer memory. Third point is resource management. An operating system is basically a collection of software that manages computer hardware resources and provides programs. There are 4 points. Number 1, it keeps the track of the requirement of hardware processes or software processes. Number 2, it assigns the hardware or software to a process. Number 3, it keeps tracks of processes of hardware and software. And the last one, it has a priority system in which a resource is to be allocated to a process. Now, next point is process management. The process management involves various tasks like creating, scheduling, terminating of processes, and a deadlock. Process is a program that is under execution, which is an important part of modern day operating system. The operating system must allocate resources that enables processes to share and exchange information. Now come to the last point, that is managing files and folders. An operating system keeps the track of files and folders stored on a hard disk. It allocates memory. That means it creates memory to store files and folder. And next point is, we know files are stored within the folder. Operating system help it to do it. Last of all, an operating system deallocate the memory space. So these are the 5 major points of an operating system.